Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the biggest school district in the East Bay out with a new mandate for students. Get vaccinated or stay home. The big question this morning, when does it take effect? We're live.
Following householder is a sinking ship that you need to abandon.
A vote to remove a local school board president turns into a late night rant, the fiery meeting stretching into the morning.
A Bay Area mayor teaming up with the police department, the new plan to crack down on organized retail crime.
And caught on camera, why some neighbors in Contra Costa County might want to keep an extra close eye on their pets this morning. Good morning to you. It's Thursday, September 23rd. I'm Lynn Keys.
I'm Gianna Franco, and we are warming up right before we head into the weekend.
Let's get right to Mary Lee with that warm up and then cool down again.
Right, just up and down with our temperatures for the Bay Area. We saw those cooler temps yesterday. Hopefully you enjoyed that. We're going to warm right back up for today and cooler for our weekend. Here we go. A live look at the South Bay, San Jose. Temperatures in the upper 50s right now in San Jose. And as we head through our day in the afternoon, San Jose, you'll see a high of 88 degrees, 98 in Concord, and for Livermore, 93 for the Napa Valley. Around the Bay in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon, mid 80s for the peninsula and upper 60s to low 70s for the coast. So high pressure builds in, light offshore winds developing and bringing a little bit more haze to the Bay Area, so moderate air quality as we go through our day today. Let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic on this Thursday morning.
And we start off with a live look at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Traffic already starting to stack up this morning. The metering lights were turned on about 20 minutes ago, so you've got these brake lights from just about that 880 overpass extending up the incline, and things getting crowded across the upper deck as you head into San Francisco. Travel time now 11 minutes from the maze over into the city. In fact, here's a look at the rest of our travel times on some of our major bridges. Westbound San Mateo Bridge, 880 to 101, only 12 minutes. And right now, no delays on the Richmond San Rafael Bridge. That's an easy 7-minute commute from the East Bay over to Marin Side there. And the travel times for the westbound 580 ride into the Altamont, about 45 minutes. It is 6:01, and new this morning, hundreds of eligible students in the East Bay will have to get their COVID shots before coming to class.
That mandate was voted on just before midnight by the Oakland Unified School Board. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live in Oakland this morning with all the information on this new mandate. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. This is the first Bay Area school district to implement such a mandate, but with looming discussions and talks in other districts, this certainly might not be the last. It was a very long night for board members last night. In fact, this decision came down minutes before midnight and mandates all students 12 and older to be fully vaccinated. The only exceptions are medical and personal belief reasons. The district has not worked out a timeline or implementation plan, so this does not take effect immediately. The board wants to have a more detailed layout by the end of next month and then go from there. It's also important to note this morning that the mandate for students does not allow testing as an alternative. Meanwhile, there are testing concerns as a whole, though, from the Oakland Education Association. Teachers believe testing in the district needs to be more widespread because there are only 10 on-site locations offered right now.
And we think that the district has the funds to make weekly testing happen now at every single school site to keep things as safe as possible for students, staff, and families.
At my school, Reach Academy, we've had over 30 positive COVID cases. And the more cases you have right now, the more testing you get. But we need that testing to be consistent.
Now, there are rallies planned across Oakland today to make it very clear that these teachers are unhappy with the conditions and confusion when it comes to kids, COVID, and the classroom. You just heard from teachers. You'll hear from the district and how it's responding when I'm back at 6:30. We're live in Oakland this morning. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Justin, thank you. And new this morning, the SF Chronicle reports West Contra Costa teachers have filed a state workplace safety complaint over COVID-19 risks. Office staff members say they were told to send students exposed to COVID back to class without a negative test. Other concerns include quarantining, cleaning, and communication. Another memo from the teachers union to the district lays out problems with testing and contact tracing as well. A spokesperson for Cal OSHA says the agency started an investigation earlier this month, and the employer's response is expected next Tuesday.
The FDA has authorized expanded access to Pfizer's booster shots. The decision would apply to people ages 65 and up, as well as those with weakened immune systems. Agency officials said a third dose should also be offered to adults whose job or living situation exposes them to the virus. In a tweet, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the announcement, quote, a major step forward. It's now up to the CDC to decide how and when the booster shots will be distributed. An advisory committee vote on that could happen this week. The CDC recently updated its guidance, officially recommending that pregnant women get vaccinated. Just last month, a pandemic record of at least 20 expectant moms died from COVID in the U.S. And over the summer, about 1,000 per week were testing positive. New data shows an increased risk of severe complications and death for pregnant women who contract COVID. Only about 30% of pregnant women have been fully vaccinated prior to or during pregnancy. And coming up at tonight at 7 in the Bay Area, nearly five and a half million people are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Now the booster shots are finally here.
We're actually very thankful that we've had a few extra days to get ready.
It's going to be a lot easier.
Hopefully it will look a lot more organized and hopefully a lot less frantic.
Tonight on The Road to Recovery, the booster roadmap. Find out who is eligible, what is expected, and what you may need to bring with you. Tune in for our original report at 7 p.m. right here on KPIX 5.
I'm Ann McEvick at the Live News Desk, and we just got some new unemployment numbers in. The numbers are up from the prior week. New unemployment claims reaching 351,000 over the past week. But perspective here, the 2021 high earlier this year was almost 1,900,000. But compare that, of course, to what we saw before the pandemic hit. That was around 220,000 a week. So we'll see what the stock market thinks about all this coming up at 6:30. Back to you.
And thank you. New details out of Antioch on persistent efforts to remove school board president Ellie Householder from her position. Though the meeting lasted well after midnight, no vote on her removal was taken. Tension has been growing for weeks among board members and the district superintendent. The meeting got off to a fiery start. Board trustee Mary Rocha got visibly upset with Householder about a motion not being placed on the agenda. About an hour was spent reviewing public comment and complaints about the board president. Take a listen.
That she is a terrible human being, self-serving, narcissistic, and immature. Her behavior demonstrates selfishness, ignorance, and immaturity, clearly not serving our community or putting the kids first. Following Householder is a sinking ship that you need to abandon.
The next scheduled meeting of the Antioch School Board is set for Monday, the 27th.
Looking live out to the bay now, this morning the CHP is investigating a diesel spill incident at the San Mateo Bridge Toll Plaza. A big rig crash caused 100 gallons of diesel fuel to spill into the bay. It happened just before noon yesterday when officials say the truck hit a concrete barrier, continued off the roadway, and came to rest partially submerged in the bay. The driver was not injured.
In San Francisco, city leaders say retail break-ins have gotten out of control, especially brazen ones like these. Now, the mayor and police department have a bold new plan to crack down.
We will expand San Francisco Police Department's organized retail crime unit from 2 to 6 full-time officers.
When the command staff asked us what resources we needed, we kind of gave them our Christmas wish list and we got it.
The Organized Retail Crime Initiative will also increase the number of community ambassadors and make it easier to remotely report retail crimes.